So you have this friend, y'all hang out together, y'all have a great time together all the time. You're not in love, you're not in relationship, you don't like each other, but you're having sex. So that makes you a friend with benefits. In this episode, we're going to be talking about, can you be friends with someone, like really good friends with them, where you enjoy their company, you hang out together, you do great things together, you might have the same circle of friends, but you're just adding sex into the equation and that's it. So I know some of us at some point in our life, whether we were teenagers in our 20s, 30s, whatever may have you, whatever lifestyle you live is your business, but I know at some point we've been kind of in a friendship with someone where they're just our friend. We enjoy their company. We enjoy hanging out with them, going out to eat with them, you know, different activities, being around the same circle of friends together, or just around the family. And, you know, we've had a sexual relationship with them as well. Can you separate the two? Can you separate having sex with someone and just being their friend with no feelings attached, no emotions attached? It can be done. You have to have a maturity level that's skyrocketed. Because if you're not mature enough to separate the two, then you'll get your feelings all caught up in it. And you will fall for this person because you're having sexual relations. And along with that, believe it or not, comes feelings. So, you know, some guys out there, they tend to like think that a woman is crazy or psycho because they start having feelings for them because they're, you know, having sex and hanging out on a normal basis. Well, fellas, I'm here to tell you, with some females, you can't just hang out with them, have a great time with them. They enjoy your company, you enjoy their company, and you're having sexual relations with them, and you think that it's supposed to stop just at that. Not every female is strong enough to separate what you guys are doing, whether it's just, you know, friends with the benefits or just the benefits. Once you get sexual relations involved, feelings come in, emotions come in, and you know, you have to be careful because you can come across a female that can't separate the two and will really fall for you and be with you. Because believe it or not, females and males, they like companionship. Whether you have a document saying you're married, whether you have a ring that says you're committed, or whether you're just in a relationship and you just spoke it up and, you know, a mutual agreement of being in a relationship. So can you be friends with someone and just friends and have sex and nothing else attached with it? You know, you don't have to call and check up on them, see where they're at, see what's taking them so long, you know, see what they're doing every weekend, or you know, waiting for them to call you back, or receiving a text message and not responding back right away. And, you know, can you separate those type of behaviors and feelings and not get yourself caught up and still have a healthy relationship? Now, I've had a relationship years ago, and it was just, you know, a relationship where we were just friends and nothing else more. No friendship. I mean, no emotions with it, no signed document or anything like that. We were just friends and we enjoyed each other's company and hanging out. And of course, you know, we did grown-up things as well together, and that's what it was. And we kind of really, we communicated when we were together. We talked, we had great conversation, we were adults on, you know, on one accord, and we could talk and hold long conversations, and you know, period, point blank. But if we weren't together, we wouldn't just pick up the phone and just talk to each other on the phone for long periods of time. We wouldn't do that. So I felt like if I was hanging out with this guy and I didn't have a good like conversation piece with him, and we couldn't talk and just have normal people conversation, then I wouldn't have hung out with him. But because we had great conversation and we could talk, you know, for hours or just hang out and chill, I enjoy hanging out with him, and, you know, I know it's vice versa as well. But so we did have like a grown up relationship as well. And I was able to separate having feelings for him and not being all over him and attached to him. And when I showed that, the roles were flip-flopped. He was attached and he wanted to constantly always hang out and see me and call me all the time and get upset if I don't answer the phone, if I don't answer a text message, or if I don't call him back or anything like that. So I feel like when it's the female and the roles are different and she's all over this guy and she is loving the relationship and the friendship and also the sex with it, the guys are kind of like, you know, they'll push them away. No, don't get too close to me. We're just friends with benefits. And, you know, it could cause problems into their friendship and, you know, their sex relationship. But on this hand with me, he kind of was the, you know, role reverse. He wanted to be all over me, constantly call me, check up on me, text me, see me all the time. And he would get very upset and act like a little girl if, you know, I didn't answer back and things like that. But so it just depends on maturity and it depends on just basically what you say you guys both want coming into the friendship or the relationship. Can you say, hey, we're just friends. We can hang out every now and then. You know, we might do a little bit of grown-up activity, but, you know, that's it. Nothing heavy. Or do you think that it'll be impossible if you continue to have a friendship like that with someone for a long period of time and you end up gaining feelings? Or could that be a good thing? Could you hang out with this person, spend time with them, no strings attached, have grown-up business going on, and later down the road you start to want to be in a relationship with someone? Do you think that's a lot better than just rushing into a relationship and then, you know, problems come along? So some people might say, no, I don't want to be in a friends with benefits relationship with someone. And some people might say, you know, I think it'd be a good idea. That way we can get to know each other. We can be great friends. And then we could become great friends to the point where we want to be together because we've learned each other. And we don't have any strings attached or anything heavy along the way or anything that will prevent us from, you know, getting to know each other and being happy and not having stress along with the friendship. So, I mean, basically, that's all I would have to say about that. Can you be friends with someone and have sexual relations with them and it only stays at being friends? Or do you think it's impossible to be friends with someone and have sexual relations with them without any strings attached and no emotions involved? Let me know. Tell me what you think. Leave me a comment on my latest post on my Instagram. I'll post a post letting you guys give me your opinion. Or you can leave me a message on here, an audio message, giving me your opinion on what you think of the situation. Can you be friends with someone and have sexual relations with them and only friends with no emotions, no strings attached, no drama, and no confusion? You just hang out, have fun, go places together maybe, hang out with family, do-do-do, and then leave it at that. You don't have to be subject to call anybody or answer phone calls or answer text messages. Let me know. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. And by the way, thanks for tuning in to Miss Pookie Poo chit chat about this and that. I appreciate everyone who's listening in and staying connected with me on my Instagram as well. It means a lot to me. Go ahead and leave a message for me as well, and I'll be sure to answer any messages, or I will talk about any topics you would like for me to talk about if you enjoy listening to my voice. And yeah, that's that. So like I said, once again, thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you in my next podcast. I hope it's something juicy. I'm trying to get some ladies together so we can have some great crazy conversations. So stay connected so you won't miss out on the next episode. Until then, bye.